Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, a relaxed news day. And so we can review the news and we can discuss if you guys have questions. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Gray was asking, did you watch Metacur versus Ralph? No, I didn't. I don't know what this is about. And he says, Ralph had a meltdown, started doxing Gator, and wrote two articles attacking him. The stream was crazy. It had Keemstar and Frank Castle, etc. Okay, I don't even know who these people are except Keemstar. Okay, this is typical of Ralph. Ralph has issues. He solves these issues in his head by going after people and writing blog posts about them. It's like, you're in 2022, bro, and you're writing blog posts about people. You know, that's partly why I'm not super interested at making up, as people said. You know, Jeff, why don't you make up with Ralph? Is it really interesting to be with someone who has such mental disorders? What would we say to each other? I don't really care about what he has to say or think. So, okay, now his ire has gone to some other human being named Gator. All right, I don't give a shit. How are you doing, all of you? We are learning about the metaverse. There will be censorship, 3D censorship in the metaverse. Very funny that they are creating a personal boundary that will exist 4 feet around you. And so if someone else comes to touch your boobs in the metaverse, he's going to have just his hands like this, but he's going to be at the distance of 4 feet. So he's going to be like, instead of being on the boobs, there's going to be a distance imposed to keep sexual harassment from happening. The Freedom Convoy gives and go. Has raised now $3.5 million. I'm super happy. It's not so much. I mean, personally, I didn't support the Freedom Convoy, and I'm not necessarily telling you guys to send your money to them. You can if you want, but I'm very happy that they are having success at restoring at least a part of their amount through Gives and Go, because I found that what happened at GoFundMe was truly disgusting. Go Away says, will I need to wear a mask in the metaverse? It seems that you won't. I don't think there will be that kind of requirement. So I think that the metaverse will be considerably more free than the real world. And that should make people think seriously about this whole metaverse thing. Is it possible that the people who are gaining from the growth of the metaverse, like Mark Zuckerberg, will eventually have political interest at making reality suck? And at some point, we're going to have to see stuff like mask mandates as a drive to make real life suck. And eventually, there will be a virtual life that will seek to be more interesting than real life. Grapes Coda says, won't people still know that they're being groped anyway? Isn't the whole point of the metaverse to give the illusion of situations via suspension of disbelief? It's the same thing. Yeah, it's a tough call that they had to do, but the mainstream media articles calling for the censorship of the metaverse were starting to pop out. They were starting to say, look, we've seen an example of pedophilia. We've seen an example of this or that happen in the metaverse. And it's like managing the metaverse is a puzzle I wouldn't want to be in charge of. You're going to have to micromanage conversations, situations. It's like, why would you want that much trouble? Well, I guess the answer is you would want that much trouble if you are a megalomaniac trying to take over the entirety of people's existence and put it in a virtual format so you can control it better. Rodilacid says, I just saw on Ottawax that the police are setting up a blockade and arrest people who bring fuel to the trucks Yes, that's what we were seeing on the Ottawa blockade. It seems that the police is starting to interact with the trucker in the form of a siege. They are really treating them like it's a siege, and they say that if anyone comes from the outside to furnish materials or gas, fuel, etc., to the demonstrator, they could be subject to arrest. Enforcement is underway. Anyone attempting to bring material supports will be punished. Very interesting development. The post-millennial was commenting on this. This has been happening in the last 3 hours, approximately. They are threatening to arrest anyone providing material support to the Freedom Convoy. The notion that the government can arrest a Canadian for providing food to another Canadian is perhaps the most un-Canadian thing I've ever heard so far, said the Freedom Convoy's attorney in response. So are they prepared for long-term resistance? Because it seems like that's what they will need. Go Away says food, water. I mean, yeah, and we're in Canada. This is so cold that one could argue that fuel is actually in this situation, fuel is essentially a survival necessity. So, you know, there could be some people dying from cardiac arrest because it's too cold in the night if they don't have fuel. So I don't see what's the plan here. Vladimir Putin says, so starve them? Lol. If those people are violating the law, you should be able to just go in and arrest them, right? So it's a bizarre stance. It's like the only function of blocking support in that kind is in a siege. It's when you want to starve them and you think they're going to get tired without support. On Sunday, as the Freedom Convoy organizers held a press conference to discuss their actions in Ottawa, Ottawa police announced that anyone who provides material support to the truckers may be subject to arrest. That's fair, the organizers said in response. It goes back to the early discussion about Mayor Watson's collective punishment strategy of trying to punish the business owners and the convoy owners, an organizer said. And that's one more escalating. They noted that this was one of the early strategies to stop trucks coming in with fuel to refuel the trucks. So they bought it in carry cans. Now they're blocking that. So the reality is find another way around it. Also highly questionable as to whether that's legal or not. And that gets back to the issue of charter rights versus some local municipal bylaw that says you're not allowed to pull a wagon down the street. And also remember that anytime Mayor Watson or other politicians like him talk about leadership, anybody who's been in a leadership role knows it's very difficult because your job is to listen and de-escalate situations. I guess my legal comment, said the convoy's attorney, would be the notion that the government can arrest a Canadian for providing food to another Canadian is perhaps the most un-Canadian thing I've heard so far. If I may, from a law enforcement perspective, you don't have to follow orders. I hear that all the time. Oh, they're just following orders. They're just following orders. You don't have to follow an order if you feel that it's unjust. So it's time for law enforcement to step up, okay? The truckers have done more to stand up for me and my family than my own brothers and sisters in law enforcement. And this is what law enforcement should have done months ago, in my opinion. They are supposed to be the protectors of this country. Yes, it's always a problem. We've seen a very hot discussion at the Couts border crossing between the US and Canada. And we've seen the police was asking the truckers, how long do you think you can stay? How long do you think you can survive? And they were telling him, why do you enforce the orders of your boss? You could be... If you could just say to your boss, look, I'm not going to do this, we would be fine here. And he was like, this is out of the question. I cannot do that. And the whole crowd was responding to him, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I mean, anyone could. It's all a matter of, are you willing to take the cost of your action? Are you willing to accept that what we're fighting is a force that is willing and trying to punish people who are claiming their liberty? And they will punish you one by one, and they will try to isolate you. That's what's happening at the trucker convoy. Steven Robinson is already on Entropy. Join me on Entropy. It is my favorite platform for super chats. And tonight our survey question is, will this barrier be effective at stopping the groping? Yes or no, the groping will go on. Will the meta new boundary be stopping sexual harassment in the universe, or will it just move it 4 feet away? Steven Robinson says, JF, when we talk about the metaverse, are we talking about the sandbox, Meta Axie Infinity, or is this a cross-platform rule where exactly in the metaverse is all this perversion going on? Okay, so, I mean, even I am confused about this because I haven't reviewed this in depth at all. So I have no idea what it is, what the fuck they're doing, okay? Where the fuck is the metaverse? My understanding is that there is this 3D universe already available called Oculus, and I believe it's for those people who own the Oculus Rift, but maybe you can install it on your computer without. I don't know how that works. But there's basically something out there already, but the bigger vision of Mark Zuckerberg is much larger than just the current rooms available in the Oculus Rift. And generally, when we talk about the metaverse, we talk about potentially an infinity of worlds, potentially not just Facebook, not just Oculus, potentially an infinity of places that would form a kind of Web 3.0. in which people experience a 3D presence in some virtual space. Now, I find the idea, I don't know, you know, I think the future may be made of the metaverse. But also, let's not forget that in the 80s, you would ask any boomer, what is the great evolution that the world is coming toward? And they would tell you, eventually people are going to have video phones. People are... And what happened is a very different thing. I mean, we did get video phones. You have the option. But the fact is, video phones are only used in specific situations. The fact is that, if anything, there was... Instead of people headed toward more and more bandwidth and more revealing of themselves through the phone communication, we've actually regressed. We went to text and we went to SMS and email. So where the people were seeing the, you know, the overdrive of the possibility, there was actually a regression for most of the utility needs in communication for most people. And I think, so they wouldn't be in the 80s dreaming about email. They wouldn't be dreaming, they wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you know what? Eventually, most people won't even want to communicate by phone. They will communicate in writing, typing on a keyboard. No, that's not futuristic, dude. And so let's not forget, when we look at the metaverse, that it's a kind of overfluffed universe. I don't know that people want to be so, to have their bodily privacy so invaded that they are feeling the presence, their presence into that of an avatar in the virtual world. I think it's too much for most applications. Let's also not forget that there is nothing new in the metaverse. Second Life existed way before. There might be a little difference in the connection with the Oculus Rift, which detects your movement. Okay. But do people really want to have their movements detected? Most communication needs are fulfilled by much smaller means of communication. So it's kind of abusive. So anyways, join me on Entropy. It is the right place to send me your super chats and also to answer our survey of the night. The link is in the description below. You can also support the channel by sending support with the support button of Odyssey. You do need to create an account before you do that. So sign in and use the support button on Odyssey. Go Away says, you will have the option to turn off your 4 feet barrier if you want. This is a problem as vulnerable people such as children and women could be groomed into tuning their barrier by predators who then proceed to assault them. Zuckerberg needs to disable the option to turn off the barrier. Well, let's read about it right now since you seem to be hot on that subject. I will tell you, I don't even know if you couldn't turn off the barrier, I don't know that this would get you out of trouble. There are so many ways in which, even at a distance, a virtual character can clearly make things that are weird enough that even with the 4 feet distance, it is experienced as an assault. So that's the personal boundary that they're announcing. So, okay, you will have kind of a white space around you, keeping you from other people. It just so happens after we expose the dark side of the metaverse, Oculus released a statement on Friday indicating the addition of a personal boundary. Think of a personal bubble that will protect users from being virtually assaulted by others. Personal boundary will begin rolling out today everywhere inside of Horizon Worlds and Horizon Venues, and will by default make it feel like there is an almost 4 foot distance between your avatar and others. Over time, we'll continue to make improvements as we learn how this affects people's experience. A personal boundary prevents anyone from invading your avatar's personal space. If someone tries to enter your personal boundary, the system will halt their forward movement as they reach the boundary. You won't feel it. There is no haptic feedback. This builds upon our existing hand harassment measures. Hand harassment measures that were already in place, where an avatar's hands would disappear if they encroached upon someone's personal space, Oculus said. So yeah, you were asking, Stephen Robinson, where is this metaverse happening? They call it Horizon Worlds and Horizon Venues. What's happening out there? I've never been in the metaverse. I don't know that I'll be there soon. But it's like, can you imagine your ends disappearing, like Back to the Future style, as you finally get to attain the boobs? No, and then oh my god, the ends disappear. It's like they do in Back to the Future, where he sees himself disappear on the photo. Oh my god, that must be frustrating. The Western chauvinist on Gab says, according to the Ottawa City Council, the COVID tyranny protest is a nationwide insurrection. She lists the problems truckers are allegedly causing, and it's all things that the system has been doing to us with lockdowns and mandates for years. These elites sit up in their towers with no connection to the common man. We are all just tax cattle to them. Let's see what they are saying in this little meeting. Today,
we are on day 8 of this occupation. Our city is under siege. This group is emboldened by the lack of enforcement by every level of government. They are terrorizing our residents.
I love what has been suggested, because I'm imagining everything she says. Instead of imagining that it's about the truckers, I'm imagining, does this sentence apply to politicians? So a group has been occupying a city terrorizing citizens. Up to now, it checks.
Torturing them with incessant honking, threatening them and...
The honking will continue until freedom improves.
Preventing them from leading their lives.
Well, in a way, even the politicians have been harassing people with incessant honking. The honking of Fauci, the honking of the CDC, the honking of having your entire news cycle revolve around the virus and the measures and the masks. So we've been the victim of your honk.
People cannot go to work or open their businesses. They cannot sleep, walk.
People cannot go to work or open their businesses. Sounds like the mandates.
Shop, go to medical appointments, or enjoy their neighborhood. This group is a threat to our democracy. What we're seeing is bigger than just a city of Ottawa problem. This is a nationwide insurrection. This is madness. We need a concrete plan to put an end to this now.
This is the great problem of politics. You have women on a Zoom call, and it's like, okay, you're going to need a police force that's willing to go to innocent people and charge them and put them in jail for standing there with their trucks. You're going to have to take peaceful protesters and put them in jail or starve them to death. I mean, given the cold, we could have death eventually happen. If they go too rough with the blockade, eventually, if they don't have the fuel to heat their trucks, you might very well have a case of a cardiac arrest, and it will be a martyr. It will be a case where we can say it looks like the Canadian government has been killing a protester. Grapes Coda says, holy shit, you're right, JF. You could repost this video calling it Woman Speaks Out Against Lockdown and it would still fit. It's amazing. And you know, she says this is a nationwide insurrection, a siege. I mean, this is the Democrats taking over our businesses and our individual rights and flushing them in the toilet. All that being said, Otto Walks has been covering the situation live. And as far as I can see, and this is live still, there is still a lot of cheering, a lot of protest. So it seems that for now, we're talking mostly about theoretical attacks onto the protesters. It seems that the protest is still very lively. It's happening right now. This is, as we speak, live. So it seems that the political class is currently starting to coordinate themselves and starting to plan an attack onto the trucker, but it's not been happening yet. Stephen Robinson says, JF, the city of Ottawa has declared a state of emergency. Yeah, I mean, I suspected this in the face of what we were seeing, but I didn't see the official announcement. But yeah, it looks like it. So, but for now, the protests are still going on. So the state of emergency seems theoretical for the moment. Go Away sends a question on entropy. He says, Sydney family buying plots for our children in the metaverse. Is this the solution to the property affordability crisis in Australia? Well, buying plots in the metaverse. Why some Australians are paying real money for virtual land in the metaverse. Listen, this has all been happening before. Second Life, you could buy a plot of land in Second Life. And there was a market for it, and you had to buy Lindens with American cash, and eventually your Lindens could get some squares. The thing is, a plot of land has merely the value of the company that is hosting this virtual space in which you buy it. And so there are all sorts of virtual spaces that have totally lost their market value with time, simply because the companies running these things, sometimes they disappear. Sometimes there's no more interest in that particular platform, and some other platform eventually outcompetes them. So buying land in the metaverse, first, it's being headed for a very unproductive endeavor. whether that's a good and secondly, it can't be a good investment. It can't. Because there is the problem that you are competing with the space offerings of the company eventually. Let's say there was such a thing. I don't know if that one is with the Zuckerberg metaverse, but suppose that there is such a thing as buying land in Horizon Venue. You buy it. Mark Zuckerberg can create another spot of land tomorrow morning and sell it to someone else. So because Mark Zuckerberg has the eternal interest of selling more and more space in the metaverse to people in the future, your thing will never gain value. Your space in the metaverse will never gain value. So maybe the metaverse has some function in office meetings if you want to use it as kind of a luxury virtual Zoom call, gigantic Zoom call. But in terms of a digital property, it's ridiculous to attribute value to it. On top of it, if you are thinking about buying land in the metaverse, you have a fundamental problem with your happiness, with your life. It's like, I don't know how else to phrase it. You need help. And it's okay, don't be ashamed, but there is something wrong with your life if you need a plot of land in a virtual world. And this plot of land, I don't see it gaining value precisely because Mark Zuckerberg can create an infinite amount of plots of land. Tuttle Grimm says, JF, did you see the footage from the counter-protesters in Vancouver? Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
I wish someone was paying me to be here.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Look at them blocking them.
You can see the hippie slash Antifa slash musician nature of the losers protesting against the truckers. I mean, they seem much less working class, if you want my opinion, than the people we've seen driving the trucks. Fucking traitor, I wish someone was paying me to be here. So they're accusing the truckers of being too working class. It's like, oh, cringe, someone is paying you to be here. Well, wouldn't you be happy about this? Aren't you a leftist? Aren't you some kind of proponent of workers' rights? The guy's getting paid for doing something for the population, which supports him.
Take care, man. All right, guys, so we're here in downtown Vancouver. Wait, guys, you're going to get hurt.
Oh, my God, the classical Native American drum assault in Vancouver, trying to block the circulation of a truck. Why do they do this? This should be illegal. It should be more punishable than running over someone, you know? Trying to have a pickup truck run over you, that should be absolutely criminal.
And I'd love you if you use your immune system. I love you, animal.
What? Get up.
There's someone out there.
what is this person doing on the floor? Was he emotionally shocked? He had done too much drumming. These people are together with their stupidity and leftism performing an act of mob kidnapping. And they're like, oh my god, we are the victim. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, he's getting it. He's going to drive over me. Oh, it's like you're kidnapping a guy in a pickup truck. This is so Canadian. They have the time to discuss it through. It's like, I really have to go this way, bro. I don't want to run over a Native American drummer while I'm going to work. You know, I'm just a regular guy. Is there a way we can find a solution to this, hey?
You got his license plate?
Yeah. And the protester withdraws. Accepts to let you got his license plate. You hear someone say this? What are you gonna do with this info? What are you gonna do with this guy's license plate? You're going to complain to the police that what he had to advance and you threw yourself in front of him? Okay, it's interesting to see, but it's ridiculous. Steven Robinson says, JF, check out Earth 2. A website that sells plot of lands all over the planet. JF, land in the sandbox is trading at very high prices. Snoop Dogg is involved, as well as companies like Atari and others. All this virtual real estate is being traded on OpenSea. I've seen these things. The problem is, do you really think that in 15 years from now, there's going to be this Earth 2 place that's going to be the place where everyone wants to be? If not, then don't dare call this real estate. Because real estate is the whole idea of having something that is so real that it's going to still be valued something in 20 years down the line, maybe 50, 75 years down the line. If, like, given the speed of the internet cycle and how things become cringe extremely quick, I don't expect Earth 2 to be the place where everyone wants to hang out in even 6 months from now, neither 2 years from now, neither 15 years from now. In fact, it's going to be extremely cringe, your Earth 2 plot of land. Now, I know that, you know, some personalities can get involved, celebrities can get behind projects, but it's overdone and it's overhyped right now. Introducing a personal boundary for Horizon Worlds, that was the announcement at the Oculus blog. How it works: a personal boundary prevents anyone from invading your avatar's personal space. If someone tries to enter your personal boundary, the system will halt their forward movement as they reach the boundary. This has been existing for a long time. I mean, it's collision. We used to call it collision, right? In game programming, you couldn't do collisions in Unreal 3D Engine, in Doom, in most games, you cannot do collisions. It's just that you hadn't implemented this yet. And now you are giving an extended collision. It's a collision that goes beyond the personal space. Setting new norms for social VR, we are intentionally rolling out personal boundary as always on by default, because we think this will help to set behavioral norms, and that's important for a relatively new medium like VR. In the future, we will explore the possibility of adding in new controls and UI changes, like letting people customize the size of their personal boundary. Mom, may I get you tempted to reduce your personal boundary to maybe something like 1 foot? How about we We both do our personal boundaries. You do one foot first, I do one foot then. Visualizing the state of global debt by country. Since COVID-19 started its spread around the world in 2020, the global economy has been put to the test with supply chain disruptions, price volatility for commodities, challenges in the job market, and declining income from tourism. It seems that the biggest debt is Japan. I didn't know that. Japan, extremely in debt. Greece, Italy, okay. And then Belgium, France, Spain, US, and then Canada is also in that circle. And then we have the richer countries. Okay, mostly it seems smaller countries, countries that are less cocked, tend to be less in debt too. Very interesting. There is a comedian who, she's a female comedian. Comedian Heather McDonald collapses, fractures skull during set in Tempe, Arizona. According to TMZ, she was doing stand-up comedy, which is already, you know, it's something that's harder to do for females. It's harder to be funny as a female stand-up comic, let's admit it. And on top of it, well, TMZ reports that she was making a joke in which she was saying that she was 3 times vaccinated. And then she fell to the floor, fractured her skull. And people in the crowd were thinking that it was part of the act. It's like, oh my god, what a clever joke from this female stand-up comedian. She is implying that because of her 3 vaccines, because she just got boosted, she's now bleeding from the cranium. She's now bleeding from the cranium on the set, and ha ha ha, that is funny. And eventually they realize Feed the Bird says she killed it. So eventually they realize that it was not a joke, and a person in the attendance who was her sister-in-law took her to the hospital. So the show had to be canceled. She said, oh, I'm ashamed that people had to be sent home, because apparently it was among the first jokes of the show. Is it an effect of the vaccine that when you talk about the vaccine, you may have an effect of nervousness, you know, given so much talk that has been made around the dangers of the vaccine? When you talk about something that you've done and that is dangerous, you can have an emotional thing. You can be disrupted physiologically. Maybe it's what happened here, or maybe it's an actual side effect of the vaccine. In any case, they have attributed her fall to dehydration. Morgan Stanley, it begins. If you're a fan of American football, blah, 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 this is just the start of the game. A record amount of stimulus is about to be withdrawn from the global economy. It begins from May 2022 to May 2023. Morgan Stanley economists expect G4 central banks' balance sheets to shrink by $2 trillion, 4 times the largest 12-month decline ever from 2018-2019. Okay, I guess it's the whole predicted end of money printing or of feds or equivalents of feds, central banks acquiring bigger and bigger balance sheets. We'll see if that happens. It seems that the White House is losing it in terms of properly communicating around Russia. Today they said Russia might invade Ukraine as soon as tomorrow. And of course it's followed up by other statements. He says it could happen as soon as tomorrow, or it could take some weeks yet. But they are talking as if it's a certainty that Russia will invade Ukraine. They really want it to happen, it seems. I think that if you were genuinely interested in peace and diplomacy, you wouldn't be on the American media on an everyday basis saying the war will happen, the war will happen. Stephen Robinson on Entropy says, JF, do you have any comments on Russia cutting the EU off of natural gas, raising the price of farm fertilizer 60%, and China stockpiling hog of the world's grain, half of the world's grain? Yeah, I saw these things and I talked about it on the show 3 or 4 days ago. I may have talked about it too quickly, or I just mentioned it in passing. There is definitely a strong strategy on the side of Russia to cut fertilizer supplies to Europe. And so why would they do this? Well, perhaps to show leverage, perhaps to cause dependency in the future, perhaps to create a chain of events that would lead to the shortage of food. And that's why I'm saying, if fertilizer is rare now, if fertilizer shortage is occurring now, vegetable shortage is occurring this summer, and animal meat shortage is happening in a year and a half from now. So the chain of event that we could be at the beginning of is quite worrying. If fertilizer is just anyhow higher price because of this, even if you could provide it, you're going to face the fact that the entire chain of supply that leads to meat and consumables depends on low fertilizer price. So yes, I think it may be a strategy, or it may just be that Russia needs this fertilizer. You know, that's at least the stated approach, Vladimir Putin saying we need to keep this fertilizer for our farms. But it may be part of a strategy in which the West gets destabilized. And to be honest, I'm rooting for the West to be destabilized at this point. I wouldn't be personally affected if there was a shortage of fertilizer. I have my reserves of fertilizer, and anyway, I don't need fertilizer. And if everything gets extremely high price, I mean, I've set my life to be able to self-sustain. It's not that it would be pleasant, but I would enjoy to see our societies get destroyed by such chains of events. So if it happens, I'll be rooting for Putin. CDC waits increasing time between vaccine doses to lower risk of heart inflammation. Risk of heart inflammation is lowered if the vaccines are given 8 weeks apart, health officials say. U.S. health officials are considering new changes to vaccine guidance that would lengthen the amount of time between doses in order to lower the risk of heart inflammation for immunocompromised people. Why immunocompromised people? Isn't everyone entitled to have the best guidelines to avoid heart inflammation? Why would we care about reducing heart inflammation only in immunocompromised people? Why not everyone? Very bizarre stance there. Rodilacid is on Entropy. He says, JF, I have the solution to the trucker standoff. The truckers send an official request to Her Majesty the Queen of England as loyal subjects to be allowed to peacefully protest. I'm pretty sure the Queen will not side with the truckers. I've not heard of the Queen for a long time, but I think that she's not an anti-system queen, you know. Do you want lunch? Says, when JF stops going grocery shopping, I'll believe him. I mean, you'd be surprised, you know. You should check out what my car was filled with today. We went to see farmer friends of ours. We came back with the car filled with animal bones, beef, locally farmed beef, locally farmed chicken. You know, my freezer itself is filled with a half a pig that comes from a farmer friend of ours. We have animal parts that our friends are giving us, selling to us at times. And then in the summer, we have our own vegetable products. I have right here all my preserves from, I mean, dating back from last year and 2 years ago. Listen, I'm increasingly independent and increasingly independent of any place where I have to enter and wear a mask or something like this. So, yes, you don't have to be 100% independent to know that you can be independent. And that's the most important thing. The fact is, in most situations, your self-sustainability has a cost. So you don't want to show your self-sustainability just for the pride. You want to have the path set, and you want it to be ready when things go wrong. If the chicken at the grocery store costs less than the chicken that you could raise yourself, then don't raise chicken. Just keep buying at the grocery store if it's economically sensical. But I'm set to live without grocery stores anytime I want. I can guarantee that to you. Olympic US-born figure skater representing China slammed on Chinese social media after botched performance. So she started rolling, and then whew, she flew into the barricades on the side. I didn't know that the Olympics were on. I learned about it based on this story. Olympics are on. It's happening. Winter Olympics in China. I'm not enough of a normie to follow this, but I guess we'll follow news items as they emerge. I personally have zero interest in the Olympics. I don't think it's interesting. And you know, there was this bizarre Nancy Pelosi comment saying, don't talk against the government of China, they are ruthless. Telling the athletes, like, shut up about politics, you're in China, you're gonna get kidnapped. That doesn't give me the feeling of celebration, you know. It feels bizarre. Should I be rooting for our athletes who are in a country where if they were to speak against the government, they would get arrested? And Nancy Pelosi would be like, I told you so, they're ruthless. It's very bizarre. Isn't the Olympics supposed to be a celebration among advanced nations and free nations? It seems not. It seems that it can happen in China. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, what are the chances we see another pandemic as a result of the world going to China? Oh, I mean, I don't know that there's anything about China that makes it very likely the emergent point of natural pandemics. So I would say the chances are, you know, equal to the virus showing up in any other country. Now, of course, China is bigger and there's more people in China, so I would say the chances are proportional to the population you have. But I don't expect China to be a particular place of emergence for new viruses. You know, all this propaganda that they started the COVID stuff with, like the bat soup and these wet markets are places where the ethics of treating the animal meat are not respected and there's not much norms and standards in place. It's like blah blah blah. There's a freaking foreign cleavage site in your new virus. It's not emerging from a freaking bat. It's emerging from a laboratory. There's a human who added this foreign cleavage site there. They've written on a piece of paper that they were willing to do this and going to do this. So don't fall for this bullshit. It's not even clear that even mishandling of meat is anyhow likely to induce viral pandemics. You could have a reasoning that, okay, perhaps dead meats are places where bacteria and fungi may be present at higher rates. But even then, they would be bacteria and fungi that are not specialized to attack the human body. As far as viruses of the respiratory kind, I have a hard time believing that even insalubrity could induce a pandemic from scratch. And says, JF, I know you understand solar is not efficient, but a reasonably priced unit can keep a few chest freezers running. Why, I have one and it works. Yeah, it's wonderful if it works for you, you know. That's probably how I would approach it, because I wouldn't want to invest $20,000 to get the whole house running on it. Even at times, it might not be enough for the whole house. So I might approach it from a single plugs perspective. But, you know, we're in the north, and so it's less worth it for us than it is probably for you, because we have much less sun, much less power, and on top of it, any sort of solar panel will get covered in 8 feet of snow, so it's going to need constant care. Sam says, my brain is adapted to 2x speed JF. Really, is it? Finally, I wanted to cover as a last news item. Scientists discover highly infectious mutant HIV strain in the Netherlands. They call it the new virulent subtype B. It has been detected in 109 cases from an analysis of 6,700 samples from patients who had tested positive for HIV in the Netherlands. This might be worrying if you look at this title and this news as it is presented, but keep in mind that the first sample from which this was detected dates back and has been frozen since 1992. So it's like, okay, this is a new virulent strain. They say it leads to higher concentration of the virus in the blood and therefore higher transmissibility. But it's been among us since 1992. So it's not like some magic HIV pandemic is going to happen now. But it's something to know that this variant is living among us. That is it for tonight, boys. We had a relatively short show, but there was a dead news day, and in fact I've been spending the day shopping, not in any official stores. In fact, I've been just spending the day going around our networks of friends and taking meat and different goods from them, and so I didn't have much time to follow the news or see what was happening, but from my cell phone I was seeing that there wasn't much happening. So that is it for tonight, boys. I'm going to go rest. Much love. See you all tomorrow. Oh yeah, I forgot the will this barrier be effective at stopping the groping? 100% of the people answered no, the groping will go on.